Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania. It's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 308, 83 degrees on this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. We put together some group of days this week so far, huh? Just a shame that during the week. Hopefully it extends into the weekend. Gives us a little break when it's on our time, but we are through the majority of the week. It is hump day. We are over the top. And it's all downhill from here, and we'll get through the rest together. You and me will be here 3 to 6 with some assistance from Jake in the control room, spinning the ones and twos, and we'll be all good. He'll also be taking your phone calls, so you can call or text it, 570-883-0098. We got a good show lined up for you today, a lot going on. There's things, you know, happening in Washington that aren't going to change your mind one way or another. You know, as far as these new documents that have been released. Listen, if you're going to pick your side one way or another, and I don't think it's going to change anything. I think those sides, those lines are already well drawn. I do recommend you read the documents that are coming out if you so choose to. There are a lot, but you can get through it. I peruse through some of it. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to change a whole lot of anything. For those who thought there was some shenanigans from the start, which it now proves there kind of was, you know, you could say, well, we told you so all along. And for the ones that just don't see it, they're never going to see it. So I don't think it changes anything. I think that the powers that be at this point, if they have the evidence on their side, they need to steam forward regardless. Do what you need to do. Move through. Because that's what the other side did, right? That's what the other side did with weaponizing the judicial system. So do the same thing, because that's the precedent that's set. I don't think it gets us anywhere. I think there's a lot more pressing business to do, like the Epstein files and such. The big push now is to get Maxwell to testify somewhere, and they're trying to go through the Department of Justice, the Bureau of Prisons, her attorney, and everyone else to try and make that happen. But in the end, for what? Because basically she could say anything she wants, and this is detrimental to either side. No one really knows what she'll say, who she'll point a finger at, or if at all. But not a lot could be verified of what she says. And in this point in the media cycle, no one really cares if it could be proven or not. If somebody says it, they're going to run out and print it everywhere and say, well, look, listen, this is what they said, even if no proof can be found there, because that's just the age of journalism we live in today. So I really don't care about either one. You know, he's dead. And Obama's long gone. He's still with us, but you know, he's irrelevant as far as today's politics goes. So we will see what's happening with that there. So as far as you know, the news today, I did spend a lot of the morning watching the Idaho murder suspects' victim impact statements, and man, were some of them hard to get through, and others, like Kaylee's sister, was gangster. And if you watch any of them today, and I'm not saying one's more important than the other or one was more impactful, they were all tremendously emotional. They all really made their point to the aunt of one of the victims who told the suspect, you know, if you want to talk to someone, talk to me. I'm willing to listen to you. I'm willing to listen to your side. And for her to have that kind of poise, you know, I'll give all the credit in the world. Listen, personally, I couldn't have given the suspect the power myself if this was me, if this was my family. if this was anything like that. I just give them all the credit in the world for facing this monster, because it's just I know I couldn't have. And I understand how important it is for them to find their own closure, and that's different for each individual. But Kaylee's sister was utterly gangster in her impact statement. And if you watch anything, and I'm sorry I can't play it for you, because I could probably play most of it, but towards the end she did curse. She said, I am not going to show you emotion. I'm not going to see you get me upset. I'm not going to let you watch me cry, because you are nothing. You've always been nothing, and that's basically why you had to do something like this. And your 5 minutes of fame is up, and you will go back to being nothing. Just totally devastated him. And again, he sat there emotionless for all of these statements. He did respectfully, and that's his word, respectfully decline the judge to speak himself. And the judge took no pause into giving his own statement and then issuing the sentence for life sentences, including a 10-year sentence for burglary. Later on today at 5 o'clock, we're going to have Court TV reporter Julie Grant. And if you ever watched her on Court TV, she's utterly outstanding. We're going to have her on to discuss her viewpoint of today on that case. And we're going to have her on at 5 o'clock today. So to make sure you miss that. Somebody already texted in exposing Obama is important because what they did was criminal. I agree. The intelligence at the time states that there was no evidence that Russia was trying to assist the Trump campaign, and that's not the narrative that the Obama administration went with. And they have to find out the whys. Will we ever? I doubt it. But the precedent that's been set is to pursue that. And I say, go have at it. And it's interesting because even Pompeo, who was the head of the CIA under the first Trump administration, was giving interviews today saying, we always knew that Russia wasn't trying to help the Trump. Well, where were you the first time saying all this then? Because this has been going on until today. It's kind of fallen apart, and it kind of extended into the Hunter Biden laptop being Russian disinformation, which no doubt helped in 2020, because there's already been polls saying that people wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden in 2020 if they would have thought that that was not Russian disinformation, that laptop. And we know now that that laptop was 100% true. So we'll see what happens there. Let me get to the phone. I usually don't take calls this early, but we're going to today. We have Kyle from Clark Summit on the DOJ. Kyle.
Hi, sorry. Give me 1 second. I'm just queuing. So my comments on this whole thing is, I believe that the justice system has been weaponized by both political parties, more so on one side than the other. And it's typically because there is a deep state. A lot of people do know this, and power is what causes it. And I've said this from the onset, and I'll say it again every other time that I've ever called in. I do believe that term limits need to be set. That will help break up the fallow ground of this. But justice is justice. And what they need to do is stop making a spectacle out of the justice system and making it a public, basically a public TV show of drama, and just follow the evidence, prosecute who needs to be prosecuted. And then at the end, everybody can go and look at the public records that are released after the court has been settled.
Kyle, I agree with you 100% there. I cannot agree with you more on the stance that you're saying now. Being someone who's worked in the justice system for three decades myself, you're not in a court of public opinion. You're not on press conferences. You shouldn't be standing at a podium saying, well, this is what we found in this way. If you have evidence that a crime was committed, then in secret, in the quiet confines of the offices that investigate these, until you get a grand jury, and that's usually under a seal till a certain point, you get an indictment and then you move forward with it. That's the way these things should take. We've heard too many times from both sides. We saw it when they weaponized it against Trump. We see it now with these things against Obama and Hillary and everything else. It shouldn't be at a podium in front of news cameras on a TV. It should be in investigative offices, to where they dot every I, cross every T, and then charge someone.
Exactly. And too much has it become, as you stated, a court of public opinion, and to sway the public in one way or another to make it seem as though something's being done when nothing ends up being done in the end.
But haven't we seen that in everything, Kyle? We've seen that in regular criminal. Like when a police officer gets into an incident, they're automatically running to cameras and they're getting mayors and district attorneys to make statements before an ounce of evidence was even looked at to denounce what happened, to put that out there in the public's mind that something must have been wrong here because, you know, somebody was shot or somebody died or somebody was struck. And we see it time and time again with everything.
Yep, and I'm 100% in agreement. It's become an issue, and until America gets back to the fundamentals that justice is justice and it's a separate system from Democrat or Republican, I don't think that America is going to have true justice that is ever going to be instilled in it.
I agree. I don't like the fact that any of this takes place. You know, if there's evidence there that's just been declassified, refer it to the investigative, which has been done. They did refer this to the Department of Justice. Let them do their investigation. But one of the things you did bring up early in your call, you were a proponent of term limits, which I am. But if there is truly a deep state, if there is a system within the DOJ, within the FBI, within these entities, do you think that term limits really won't make a difference because those establishment government workers will be the new system?
Oh, no, you are correct. There will always be corruption, whether or not term limits are or are not instated. But at some point, there needs to be a separation from government to public. And when we have people funding like George Soros and other people on the outside that are able to fund, it becomes a special interest battle rather than a battle for what is actually right and what is actually moral.
Well, I agree again there. Kyle, I appreciate your call today.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. And I do. I don't like that these things are handled in the public eye. Like, I don't want to see Tulsi Gabbard on the press secretary's podium right now, which she just was, giving a statement on what she released and what she found. If you found something you think is criminal and culpable, refer it to the entity that should bring charges, get a grand jury, and bring charges. Now, again, here's the thing. You're talking about a very specific situation. Can someone like a President Obama even be charged? Well, I don't think so, based on some precedent that's been set over the past 5 or 6 years by what's been going on in the weaponization of our judicial system. So does this give a pass to it? So is the only way to bring it to light is to bring it to the public? Again, that's not the way things are supposed to be here, but it's the system that we're in now. I mean, you had the media earlier today running around saying that the Trump was wrongfully accusing the Obama administration of X, Y, and Z. Well, the evidence that's been released doesn't show it's wrongfully, to be honest with you. It shows that the evidence and the intelligence that he was given said one thing, and his administration pushed another. Now, if it was him, if it was the people under him, if it was someone that was given an order, yes, I think we should find out who that was, because the intelligence as it stands now is not what we were told it was not what the administration pushed it was. There was no Russian disinformation effort to help candidate Trump get elected. A matter of fact, some of the information that was declassified today, and I did go through a lot of it, was extremely detrimental against Hillary Clinton, to where Russian intelligence said that Hillary Clinton was taking tranquilizers, that she was having sporadic mood swings. And this is right about the time where she had that episode on 9/11, where she kind of lost her footing and got wobbly-legged and had to be escorted into a car. So does what we saw physically with our own eyes, does that match with what Russian intelligence was saying she was taking tranquilizers because she was having violent mood swings and suffering from depression and such like that? But if that's the case, if they were trying to help the Trump campaign, don't you think those things would have been put out? Don't you think we would have been seeing more leaks about that? And since we didn't, who were the Russians trying to help or not help? Or were they just gathering information for themselves because they are Russian intelligence? Right now, there is Russian intelligence in our area gathering intelligence. I could tell you this for a fact. Right here in our Northeast Pennsylvania area, And you can go to certain communities and they're all over the place. And our FBI counterintelligence is out there monitoring them. Just like there are Chinese spies everywhere within the tri-state area, if not the nation. We hear about them all the time. Iranian spies, they are everywhere. North Korean spies. This is what they do. And we have people in those countries and assets in those countries. So to say, oh, this is a big surprise to us, well, it's really not. It's really not at all. So I highly recommend that you read some of the documents that are coming out and make your own decision, because that's where we're at as far as that goes. It's 3:22 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 3:25 here on this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. Let's go to the phone again. We have Wayne from Einan. Hey, my friend, haven't heard from you in a while.
How you doing, buddy? Sounds like you're doing well.
Trying to.
It's nice to hear Rob Neihardt the other day, too.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Yeah, haven't heard him in a long time. I'm glad he's doing well also. Okay, here's my comment, Rob. Okay, on this, I look at things a little bit different, I guess, than the total everybody else does. I'm looking at all the money that was wasted on all these investigations when everybody knew that there was nothing there, okay? They made it up. Look at the millions of dollars wasted on the Mueller investigation, the impeachment, everything else. This is taxpayers' money. The people in the country should be upset about that also. Never mind just who did it and what did it. Just on the money that was wasted, millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, I agree. I agree. This has been going on for how long now? Since 2016.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why aren't the people up in arms about that also? I mean, obviously, we knew it a long time ago what went on, okay? And the American public doesn't get upset about it. I just don't get it. I really don't get it. You know,
and unfortunately, I don't think this new information is going to change anything. There's still lines drawn in the sand, and it's not going to change anyone's mind.
I believe that, too. That's what I mean. But we know now, or what we knew then, but we know now it's true. Okay? That's what I'm saying. And the amount of money that was wasted in all this, okay, it just doesn't, and the American public doesn't even think about it. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
There are still people, Wayne, that call the show or text the show that think Hunter Biden's laptop was still fake. There are still people on the air that still will not admit that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake and it was not real. They still think that it was a plant, that it was manipulated in some way. So, you know, when that's black, when I don't think that's even disputed anymore, but you still have people that believe that that was just a way to try to get at Biden. It was not his crazy drug addict son doing crazy drug addict stuff.
Where are these people's brains? That's what I'm just saying. Where is their intelligence? They can't filter through everything and come up with some kind of logical reason. I don't get it. I really don't get. I don't get where our country's gone. I really don't.
And I don't know what it's going to take to get it back, Wayne. I think we just need to live. We need to live our lives, and we need to just move on and keep moving forward.
That's the scary part.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing
and Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Okay. It's what's going to make it turn around. I mean, the writing's on the wall, what they did. Yep. I just don't get it.
I don't as well.
That's my opinion, sir. So thank you.
All right, Wayne. Thanks for checking in. It's good to hear from you again.
Buddy. Take care, my friend.
All right. And that's right. I haven't heard Wayne in a while, so I'm glad he got a call in. today. And here's another one. You know, here's a story from today's Citizen's Voice. And this is coming from Christopher Doyle. And the NEPA Head Start programs get $11 million in federal grants. Listen, for months I was told time and time again, Head Start programs are all getting cut. You're going to do without them. They're going to crucify our poor little kids, little Johnny and little Jane, or Johnny who thinks he's Jane, or Jane who thinks he's Johnny. They're not going to have any Head Start programs. So what are we going to do? But yet, here we go. It was a lot of nothing, just like most of the other things they brought up. Remember the cuts to the VA that never happened, and they're laying off nurses that never happened? I still have got an answer. Remember when the governor was on the station saying he was going to fast-track all those laid-off nurses, those fired nurses from the VA to be hired in Pennsylvania? They won't answer to me how many were hired if you fast-tracked them, right? If so many were laid off and you set up a separate program, is what you said. You were fast-tracking their hiring here in Pennsylvania. No, you know what you did do? You actually lost Pennsylvania nurses, because my daughter, who was a nurse in Pennsylvania, actually left to go to Virginia because Virginia was offering more and it was easier for her to transfer her license to Virginia than to even get a copy of her Pennsylvania license. So all you're doing is chasing the nurses here away, and they're making a lot more down there. So those are the topics that the governor won't talk about, and that's why he won't come on this show. But $11 million in federal grants to our local Head Start programs in Lackawanna and Luzerne County, the very stuff they told you were getting cut. So I mysteriously not cut. So I applaud Christopher Doyle from the Citizen's Voice for covering this story. The executive director, Elizabeth White, has said Luzerne County Head Start helps more than 1,000 children from the ages of 5 and helps low-income families throughout Luzerne and Wyoming counties. It operates 19 centers that services areas, focuses on holistic childhood education, supporting children mentally and physically, as well as societally and emotionally. But again, we were specifically told that this was all on the chopping block, but all of a sudden $11 million in federal funds shows up. So I guess it was all a lot of hubbub of nothing, right? It's 3:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Listen, everything you're seeing out of Washington is performative. You have to realize that. And they, at this point, are just outright lying to you. So Chuck Schumer, 19 minutes ago, Chuck Schumer, who's the minority leader of the Senate, he's the top Democrat in the Senate, says Speaker Johnson has assured that August will become the Epstein recess. Republicans can't make this disappear by sending folks home early. The American people have the right to know what happened. So this is what he posts. This is Chuck Schumer, the top Democrat in the United States Senate. But what he fails to tell you, that the House Oversight Committee Chairman, James Comer, had already issued a subpoena for Ghislaine Maxwell. And she's scheduled to testify at the Federal Correction Institution in Tallahassee, where she is housed, on August 11th, 2025. The amount of nonsense they throw at you to hope you believe, and listen, people are going to read Chuck Schumer's X post and social media post and go, oh, look at that, the Republicans, they're trying to bury the whole story. Now, mind you, this just didn't happen last year. This just didn't happen in the last 4 years. This just didn't happen in the last 8 years. All the documents when it comes to Epstein were in the Biden Department of Justice hands for all 4 years. Well, 4 years he was technically president. What is about 1.5 that he remembers? So, again, this is all, look over here while we don't do anything here. Listen, the Democrats in Washington are getting their asses kicked, and they're looking for anything, anything, I mind you, to distract your attention, to point in different directions and say, well, look over here. Well, no, look, now look over here. Oh, no, now look over here. Their own party is in utter disarray, from the socialist running for mayor in New York City, and then you have the anti-Semite that's meeting with members of Congress, and it's just they are so in disarray. I mean, even Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and others don't know what to do with this guy running for mayor in New York City. They don't know how to handle it because, you know what, they can't totally piss off their radical militant base, but, you know, they realize that it's a losing situation to begin with. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Now, how NEPA is this headline? Jake, you're going to love this. And I'm actually surprised that our friend Sue Henry didn't use this for a fake news story as one of the real stories, because it is true. And the headline is, police, drunken woman repeatedly stabs man who declines sex. That's the headline. Drunken woman repeatedly stabs man who declines sex. A drunken Edwardsville woman repeatedly stabbed a man who turned her down for sex, sending him to an area hospital with dozens of gashes, according to the police. I'll show you. Stacey Ann Dash, 37, is jailed on aggravated assault charges after attacking her friend in a Hilltop apartment early Sunday morning, according to the complaint. He'd been walking into his apartment shortly before 5:30 a.m. when he encountered Dash, who was highly intoxicated. 5:30 in the morning on a Sunday? That's a trooper right there. Dash propositioned the male for sex, but was denied, leading Dash to grow frustrated and go into her apartment. Short time later, Dash's juvenile son emerged and accused the male of assaulting Dash, police said. The pair got into a scuffle and Dash soon joined, according to the complaint. All right, so it's not just, hey, you didn't give me sex and I'm going to stab you. He declined having sex with her. He got into a dispute with her juvenile son, and then she came out and stabbed him. I don't know if that makes it better or not, but it sure makes it for Jerry Springer. Oh, what's the moral of the story here? Well, if someone in Edwardsville is drunk and requests sex from you, you want to run the other way as fast as you can. Just saying. And if you live there, I don't know what to tell you. It's 3:41 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show in just a minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:45, 84 degrees on this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. So the Native American mural that Lackawanna County has paid for to have in Scranton, they're calling it an investment in our roots. Lenape mural dedicated is planned for August 1st. Now, the mural is done. The Lenape mural on Bricks Building in Washington Avenue in Scranton. Colorful mural that talks to the history from our valley, the Lackawanna Valley. A group of art, actually a pair of artists were hired to do this mural, the Lenape Story in Scranton, a joint project by Lackawanna County and the nonprofit Scranton Tomorrow on the 8,000-square-foot piece of public art at the Bricks Building, again, in 130 North Washington Avenue. And I just brought up a point on my social media. You know, I shared this story. It was approved by the county commissioners. And it was paid for by a grant of $137,000. And I said, given the time we're in, given the financial situation we're in, the cost of this mural could have provided 274 county property tax rebates of $500 each to Lackawanna County veterans or seniors on fixed income under $20,000 annually. And they could have put a flyer with this very artwork and a story on the back of it of the Lenape Indian tribe in the Lackawanna Valley to every one of the 102 taxpayer bills that get sent out. Now, when I get letters from the New York City pension system, they often send me postcards that are in that, my statement, my monthly, actually it's a quarterly statement. And there's usually information from the city of New York or the state on things they have going on, things they're promoting, and such like that. And, I mean, it's in your mail. It's in a statement that you have to file. So, yes, it's going to grab your attention. I just think that $102,000, 102,000 tax bills with a flyer with this mural, this very same mural, this artwork, and a story on the back would have gotten before more people than driving by this building in Scranton. I will probably never drive past this building in Scranton. And it has nothing. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. It has nothing to do with the artwork or what it's about or anything like that. It's just I don't go to downtown Scranton that often, and I don't have a reason to pass by this building unless it's by happenstance. And if I do, it'll be a quick drive-by. I will not have time to stop and enjoy or appreciate the artwork. So the fact that it was a $137,000 project, and again, it was supported by the county and other funding sources, don't you think they could have come up with a program to, hey, $274,000, that would have been the amount for $500 grants for $137,000. We're going to set up a criteria, and we're going to set up a program through our existing offices, just like they do with many of the other grants and heating assistance and everything else, and say if you make under a certain amount of money, if you're a senior on fixed income, if you're a veteran on disability or something like that, you know, you can get this grant for $500 off your Lackawanna taxes. It would help offset that 33% tax increase that everybody got. And, you know, people chimed in, of course. There are people that just have to be the opposite of everything I post on social media. Though they chimed in, this is just a ridiculous idea. You have no idea what running government is, so, you know, why do you chime in on such occasions? When actually, yes, for two decades I did run government, had multi-million dollar budgets, dozens of employees, so I do know what it's like. And I understand you have different budgets for different things, but in a time where we are financially struggling, that's what they told us, right? When they hit us with a 33% tax increase, they're doing a reassessment right now. I think we should be doing all we can. All we can. And I think that spending $137,000 on a mural of past heritage, which is a great thing to do if you have the extra finances to do it, during a time of financial distress, which we've been told time and time again by not only the management company that's come in to tell us this and write reports on it, but the commissioners themselves, to spend almost $140,000 on a mural. And again, when you can have more of an impact by printing that out at probably a thousandth of the cost. It would probably cost you $1,000 to print up 100,000 flyers, postcards, with the artwork on one side and a history of the Lenape tribe on the other, and get it in front of all 102 taxpayers when they get their bills in the mail. I think you'd have a bigger impact. I think it would get in front of more people. And I think you could save $136,000 to possibly give $500 grants to at least up to 274 seniors or veterans. See, that's thinking out of the box. That's the kind of discussions we should be having, to where you cut out the luxuries. They're doing a good job up at the prison system, because the past county commissioners have shown them. So they cut overtime by 50%, by half at the Lackawanna County Prison, because it's being run properly now. Because it's being monitored properly now. You don't have Jerry Notariani and Debbie Dominick making decisions to basically have a free-for-all financially, because that's what the results show at this point. And how many times do we have to see that? You won't have this commissioner, county commissioner, chairman, Gaughan, point fingers. You know, he'll say past commissioners, but we know exactly who the problem was, where we got to where we are now. But this is one of those luxuries. This is one of those extra things that we don't need to be doing right now. So, you know, I brought it up, and it was an alternative idea. But of course, you have to have the people on social media that hide behind their anonymous little names and their anonymous little profiles, and they just want to be the opposite. They just want to be the opposition. And hey, please keep doing that. It keeps my metrics up and keeps the revenue flowing on my social media. So I appreciate that. It's 3:52 here at WILK. Oh, I went over now, didn't I? Yes, I did. We'll have to go to 3:55 now. Let's see. Everybody's financially struggling at this time. The money comes from the arts and culture tax. It's dedicated to arts and culture. That's not how we run government in Lackawanna County. That would make sense. Here's the thing now. It's arts and culture. All right. Well, don't you think we should be maybe doing away with the whole arts and culture thing till we don't need 33% tax increases? How about that? Maybe that should have been furloughed right from the get-go. No, but we need, because arts and culture isn't going to happen if the county government's not paying for it. Who paid for the Biden highway signs installation, et cetera? Well, that was a mix between the state and that's actually not a county issue. That's a city of New York, city of Scranton issue for the street signs, and the other one was the state. So, yeah, that's where that came from. And I understand there are different line items for different things, but you know, at a time where we're reassessing houses, as at a time where we're hitting people with, and listen, you're not going to hear a lot of this until that next tax bill comes in. Now, I think a lot of people see the writing on the wall, a 33% tax increase this year, and then your reassessment. And when those formulas get done, I think it's going to be a wake-up call for a lot of people. And it's not like these things are going away. And it's not like we haven't taken on more debt this year. And only if we don't take on any more debt in the next 10 years does their plan actually work out like they have it on paper. So yes, I don't care if it's an arts and cultural tax. I don't care what it's for. Listen, the arts and cultural hotel tax paid for that band $10,000 in Luzerne County that's not playing. So you're okay with that because it's not that was the excuse that the county manager there gave. It's not coming out of taxpayer money. It's coming out of the hotel tax money. Well, it's still money for the county. It's 355 here. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Well, one texter says murals are great, and it doesn't matter what you need to pay for it. Murals are great. That's basically a synopsis of what they're saying. They're saying since the money comes from an arts and leisure tax, it doesn't matter. They're great things to have, and you should shut up and pay for them. And I agree. Murals are a nice thing if you have the money and can afford it. But the county says it's broke, asking taxpayers, well, they asked taxpayers, demanded another 33% in tax. And took out a lot more debt, putting not only us, our debt service in trouble, but probably our children too. They have reports on it. You could look how far that debt goes out and how much more debt they took on. So, yes, unless they take on no more debt over the next 10 years and a strict financial looking at the text messages coming in. It's out of the 1 mil arts and culture tax. Listen, I don't care what tax is the key word there. Yes, tax. And they're saying, well, it was established by Commissioner Cordero, so ask him about the culture and successful through it's been over the last 20 years. Well, today's different than 20 years ago now, wasn't it? Just this past year, they gave us a 33% tax increase because they said we were broke. And if we're broke, you know what? Maybe they should pave some streets and call it artwork. Just saying. Just saying. Other than that, again, I'll stick by with, I think if they would have put this portrait on a postcard with a story of the tribe behind it and mailed it to everyone, it would have gotten in front of more people. So what's the purpose of the mural? Very few people in the county are going to see this mural. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.